I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
This summer, own your style with Macy's. Whether packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has all that you need.
Shop brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Macy's has all of your summer must-haves. Summer dresses, matched sets, volume sleeve tops, espadrilles, wedges, straw-crafted bags, bathing suits, and so much more.
Oh my gosh, the free-for-all. Shop at macys.com/ownyourstyle.
In Puerto Rico, if you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it is always time to dance.
In Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music because music is life there.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens.
Be the smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Hey, everybody. It's a Q&A. Hillary, so good to see you.
Oh my God. Welcome back. Yeah, we get to just tell secrets this week. Sophia is traveling in Europe. What if we tell Sophia's secrets while she's away?
I
Danger.
Think that sounds like an excellent idea. She's the best secret keeper.
We're going to guess best how woman. She would answer these things.
Yeah, I'm game for that.
Okay.
Also, if you hear me and it sounds like I'm farting, I'm not. I'm sitting in a squeaky chair. Just heads up. I have the flatulence under control. There's nothing happening.
That's so embarrassing. I went to a meeting at my son's school today and sat in a chair in the superintendent's office, and it made that squeaky sound. And I was like, I really respect this person. I hope he doesn't think that I walked into his office and farted. That
God, squeaky whatever. Chairs are the worst. I had a first date with someone once, and who we went to see The Quiet Place, and he got a squeaky chair in the theater.
Oh no!
Like, he couldn't move. It was really funny.
Can't do it, poor bud. Okay, so we have good questions this week.
Yeah,
they are different. So this first question is from Amanda, and she wants to know, why did they get rid of the theme song in season 5 this season that we've been covering? And I think
good
it's a really
question.
Boring answer, right?
Yeah, they just wanted more airtime, right? It's just like longer time for stories. Well, and also every time that song plays, they have to pay Gavin.
Is it every time? It's not just like a lump sum?
Nah, I mean, I don't know what the deals were back then. I guess deals could have been structured, but it was very much, the music industry is paralleling the entertainment industry in this way, that a lot of their deals were built on syndication.
Yeah.
And now they're just kind of screwed.
Oh my God. We should have a soundtrack and theme song musician day on the strike lines.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
That would be a fun day.
I have someone here that I met who's actually a musician that's been talking to me about who do I get a hold of? How do I start talking to somebody at SAG so we can join forces? Because we're affected by all the same stuff that you guys are. And we don't know what, you know, AI is totally taking over the music industry.
Oh my God. AI creating songs is terrifying.
Yeah, it's awful. It's awful.
Man. But yeah, just more time for our show. More time for kissing and crying. That was the deal.
What about this one? This is from Andrea, or maybe it's Andrea. Mm-hmm. What is your first stop back in Wilmington when you go back to visit? You go back more than I do. Where's your first spot that you go?
I just went back. Look, I'm wearing my recess hat right now from Bevan's.
Oh, yes.
Bevan's Business. Okay, when I go back, I usually stay out at the beach because I like being able to walk the loop. There's a place called The Loop out at Wrightsville Beach where many, many years ago, there was a developer who was building houses, building the neighborhood, and was like, I have all this leftover concrete. What can I do with it? And he asked the town if he could build this like sidewalk loop that the community could use. And he was told no, like explicitly, like, you are not going to build that. And so the rumor is that he just did it anyway one night. So that can be total bullshit. But that's some Wilmington urban mythology for you.
You have all the folklore.
Man, I love walking the loop. That's my favorite. But then I go downtown because I'm still friends with all the, you know, towny kids that I was friends with when we lived there. What about you?
Yeah, I like, I guess downtown technically is my first stop. I really do love Airlie Gardens. I love just taking a wander and having some quiet time out there. But yeah, and Tower 7 on Wrightsville Beach. I mean, those are the three main spots. But probably my first one is going downtown and just wandering around, because it's funny how it's in my bones, the town. Mm-hmm. When I walk around there, I really feel memories. And it's a fun feeling that I really can't experience anywhere else, because that's the only place I lived where I went through all that stuff. So yeah, it was great. I mean, went through, meaning like had an amazing time filming our show.
Well, I was just there last month and I was meeting a friend who was a One Tree Hill fan. And I was like, I'll show you some spots. And it was the first time that I've been back to any of those places since I left in, 2009? And so we went to the Battleship. We went to where like the River Court was. We went to all these places. And I didn't anticipate being so emotionally caught up in it. Like, I was a fan. Like, we see fan pictures at all of those places. And it's like, oh, that's nice that people are still going there. And I had this sense memory of like leaning against certain buildings and like sneaking a cigarette in between scenes. It was just it caught me emotionally that I don't know, that it was all real. Sometimes you see something on TV and it's like, that's fake.
Yeah, but to see an environment where you're looking around and you see ghost versions of yourself on corners and at tables, and it's strange.
Ghost versions. That's the right way to put it. Ghost versions.
Apparitions.
I get it, man.
Oh man, I can't tell you how many times I have been, I get this little notification pop up. It tells me that I've subscribed to something that I don't know even what it is. And it's like, oh, $39.99 or $62.45 annually is coming up. Do you want it? And I'm like, I don't know what this is.
I have no idea.
There's too many things going on in my day. When am I going to have time to go dig through all these files and figure out what's what? I need help. And I think we figured out the way. Rocket Money, it's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear
view of my expenses.
I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with just a few taps.
Yeah, I love how the dashboard just shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget, and it keeps my spending on track.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. So cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/queens.
That's rocketmoney.com/queens. rocketmoney.com/queens.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. You know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions, and then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Yes, the process is so easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures, and their team professionally digitizes everything by hand. In the USA, you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS. And he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This so is good. My chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired,
girl,
right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Abby wants to know, if you could ask your pet three questions, what would they be?
Three questions for my pet?
Mm-hmm.
What are all my worst habits? That's one question I would ask my pet, because that's all they do. Their whole life is you. I mean, imagine being able to have access
judging you
to a brain that just watches you 24/7 and you can ask it to give me information so that I can make myself better. I would definitely ask that question.
Okay, what about you? I'm still thinking of the other two.
Dude, mine is, why are you shitting all over my house?
Hey, yes. Yes, that's my number two for sure. Pardon the pun.
Every morning, I have been taking Erwin out to go to the bathroom the second he's awake. And I leave him outside. And I make sure that he goes to the bathroom. And then I come to bring the kids to school. And I get a text message from Jeffrey. There's shit all over the house. And I'm like, I have done everything I possibly could to make this like comfortable for him, pleasant for him. He's just...
Is it a puppy?
I mean, at this point, he's like a year and some change. He's just shitting all over the house. He's real comfortable inside. He's very lazy. He's so lazy.
Why? Why are you shitting all over my house?
He's only got three legs.
So oh, no.
Most of the way he gets around is that he uses his front two legs and then drags the back end like a walrus. So Jeff and I are like, we have this seal of a dog that's just shitting all over the house.
Get him a wheel. Get him a wheel leg.
Girl.
That'd be amazing to see.
He's my project dog.
Oh.
He's really good cuddling.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, that's my first question. What are your other two?
Okay, well, I'm going to go with yours too. I would like to know why. And my puppy's also a year old and she does shit my house. And I think it's because the little one does sometimes, and she does it when she's being naughty, but it's so little that you're kind of like, oh, that's annoying.
Who cares?
But then the big dog is the Pyrenees, and she's like, oh, is this where we shit? Oh, great. Oh, is this where we pee? Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So that's super annoying. Have rug cleaners coming out tomorrow.
Girl, I just ordered an industrial one. I was like, I might as well just own one. I'm opening up a side hustle. Listen. If you guys have shitty rugs, I'll show up with my little machine.
Yeah, or just put a library card on it and have your neighbors come and grab it.
Yeah. I want to know who my dogs like better, me or Jeffrey, and he thinks it's him, but I think it's probably me because when they get attention from me, they're just like, oh my God, oh my God, this is a treat. I'm so busy all the time that very rarely I get to just cuddle. And when I do... They love me more. They just do.
Yeah, I think I'd like to know what they want. Like what do you want? What do you want to eat? What do you actually want? Because I'm just making all these assumptions about you. I leave the house for 5 hours if I have to go somewhere and I'm like, you're fine. But are they like, no, I want you to come home every 2 hours. I want walks. I hate that walk. I like this walk. I just would like to know what they want.
Yeah. And then question number three.
This is so sad that we're struggling. Like we have access to a talking pet and we're like, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I guess there's some things I don't want to know. Like when we lived in Wilmington and my house was definitely haunted, I didn't need the cats in that house telling me because I could already tell from their body language. Like they just sit there and look up the stairs and be all creepy. I would say... I would ask them if George is overwhelming them. Like, for as busy as I am, she's got all the time in the world to, like, really, really manhandle these dogs. And I think they're just being polite with her. They're like, oh, okay. So if it's too much, if the affection's too much, if the headlocks of love are too much, tell me.
I think I would want to know about the people in my life that are around when I'm not around, housekeepers, or like if I'm dating somebody and they're over and they just pop in to grab something or whatever, or even neighbors that walk by. And I'd be like, tell me what I don't know. Tell me about the people who, is anybody like stealing my silverware? Anybody, who of my friends do you not like? Tell me.
God, you know, it would be so cool if you could put like a Ring doorbell camera on your dog. So that they could just like report for you.
Yeah, I'm sure in the future there's going to be robot pets, like real AI pets that look like actual dogs, and you can just record whatever's going on inside of them.
And they won't shit in your house,
right?
Or maybe they will. You know,
if that's what you need. Yeah, who knows?
The future.
All right. Wow. That was epic. Olivia wants to know, if there is a different career you wish your character had, what would you choose?
Hmm.
I like that.
I mean, I really liked the storyline in season one where Peyton was getting involved with Thud magazine, and then mm-hmm. it just went nowhere. And
yeah,
we've got local publications here in the Hudson Valley that I really like, and I encourage, like, my Gusta's newspaper at his school. I'm like, why don't you submit your article to the local paper? I like that relationship between the public schools and the paper. And I wish Peyton would have stayed that course.
I could definitely see that. I think I would like Haley to have been, I could see her really following in Karen's footsteps. I would like to see what it was like for her to really figure out entrepreneurship, building her, not to take over Karen's cafe necessarily. I mean, that could have happened, but just to build something of her own, I think that would have been really nice to see, because there are so many ups and downs.
Yeah, and Haley's so creative, man. Like, the 9-to-5 of teaching never really seemed to fit for me with Haley. Like, because it's not like she's hanging out with like all the other teachers. If they were going to do that with her, like, build it out, you know? Like, the teacher faculty room, that is a hub of activity.
I know, they never really did anything with it. It was just sort of like, oh yeah, Haley's at work. She works there.
Oh man, Haley facing off against like a bitchy PTA mom? Come on.
Would have been great.
God, I would have loved that. Yeah, Haley running the cafe or just doing something similar. That makes... Well, did you end up like kind of running Red Bedroom Records and Trick and stuff in later seasons?
You know what? I do not remember. Girl, isn't that so sad?
We're going to discover some
things. I do not remember. I feel like that sounds right, but...
All right. Sarah is asking, if Chris Keller was a real person, would you be friends with him in real life?
He's an egomaniac. That would be very difficult. Although it would be so amusing to spend time.
I'm 100% yes. Because.
I knew you would be.
Because when we were on the show, my relationships with all the dudes were so deeply platonic. Like, everyone was just in love with Sophia. No one had a crush on me. So you could be friends with someone like a Chris Keller and know that a line wasn't going to be crossed because you're like the bro girl. And I like assholes. It's really fun to have someone else be the bad guy, because then I get to go home at the end of the night and be like, well, as socially awkward as I am, at least I wasn't him. Not that bad.
Oh, Chris Keller. We need to get him. I want to get him on here for the 23 questions. Let's get Tyler on.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, let's do that. Note to self. Tyler Hilton for 23 questions.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like... my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. It's easy-to-use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
I spent the first trimester of my pregnancy with Gus in Puerto Rico. And if you're going to be sick and grumpy and tired, it's such a beautiful place. Like, it really fixes a lot.
It really is. I shot a movie there and I shot my first commercial there when I was 14 years old. It was so fun. And I've been back 3 times since then. My cousin used to live there and it's just a fabulous place. I love it.
I learned this word from Gina Rodriguez, who is probably the biggest Puerto Rico fan of all of us. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. It's a representation of the spirit of the island, you know?
The unique Boricua spirit infuses the music and welcoming spirit of the island in Puerto Rico. If you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Mm. Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what the rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it's always time to dance.
All I want to do now is dance with y'all. Let's go.
Well, in Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music. Puerto Rico has renowned bars and nightlife and a welcoming spirit.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Nothing is more fun for me than decorating, whether it's like I've moved, I have to go on location somewhere, or my friends are moving. I just want to design people's houses. It's happy. And you know, like a place goes from just being, you know, like a box you live in to a home.
Only Wayfair has everything you need to bring that vision to life. I can attest to this personally. I'm on this site all the time finding amazing things for my home. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor. No matter your style or budget, there is a Wayborhood in every zip code brought to life by everyone who makes their home truly their own with Wayfair.
A huge selection of home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art. Everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedroom, and more. Wayfair makes it easy with fast and free shipping, even on the big stuff. And they'll even help you set it up.
Every style is welcome in the Wayborhood. Visit Wayfair.com or get the Wayfair mobile app. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair. Every style, every home.
What's the greatest prank you've ever pulled or somebody's ever pulled on you?
Oof, this one's embarrassing.
Oh,
so
good.
Listen, the last time I went to my grandmother's house, I was in sixth grade, right? This story is, why am I telling this?
Oh, no, tell us.
So last time I, went there, I was in sixth grade and there was a cop car in the driveway. And I couldn't understand why there was a cop car at my grandma's house. And then there was this like rando kid at my grandma's house. And my brothers and I are asking my dad, we're like, what's going on here? And my dad told us that my grandmother was an undercover police officer. And I was like, badass, awesome. And so from sixth grade on, I tell people this because I fully believe it. Why wouldn't I? And then like in high school, my parents overheard me telling some friends that my grandma was an undercover police officer. And I just hear cackling from the next room because it turns out a family member who shall remain nameless, definitely not my grandmother, was just having an affair with a cop who happened to bring his kid along for the ride.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the kind of class act you're dealing with, folks. Classing up the joint. I really was like devastated to find out that she was not a police officer undercover, like solving crimes.
That's so much better of a story.
I know. No, she was just an enabler of infidelity. Wah, wah. What about you?
I can't top that. I have no pranks. I'm telling you, I am no good at creating them or thinking of them or following through with them. I just don't. I don't have that. I don't think that way. And I don't think anybody's really ever played a prank on me because I don't like surprises. I've gotten better as I've gotten older, but I don't know. I don't think I give good prank reactions. I don't know. I just don't think, I feel like it's happened once or twice, but I don't remember.
You and I played a prank in season 5. Do you remember what it was? We left that Leonard Cohen song.
They were so mad.
I don't think we could talk.
No, but we can. Here's what we can say. There were a couple people in our crew and also in Wilmington that were connected romantically and trying to keep it all very secretive, except that it was totally the talk of the town, and they thought that nobody knew. And so thinking it was funny.
We thought it was hilarious.
Hilarious. We slipped this CD of Leonard Cohen's song, Everybody Knows You've Been Discreet. Like it's the whole song is called Everybody Knows. Yeah. And we slipped it under the door and thought it was really funny. But then there was no mention of it. And then it was like days went by. And then it was like, how did it finally wash out?
They thought there was a stalker.
Oh, that's right.
One of yes. the people thought there was a stalker. And that had never occurred to you and I.
No. We just thought it was really funny to pick on them.
We thought surely they would know it was us. Yeah. Anyway, it was a dick move. We shouldn't have done that. It was, in hindsight, very funny, very inappropriate. We feel great remorse.
I completely forgot about that. I'm glad that you brought that up.
We're bad girls, Joy. Bad.
I thought that would be so funny.
All right. Well, listen, okay. Alyssa wants to know, how do you think your character would fare on Survivor?
I'm embarrassed to say this, but I've actually never seen an episode of Survivor. I know there's like 25 seasons or 50 or something.
My only memory of it is like when we were still in high school, I was waiting tables and it was like the thing that played on the TV at Buffalo Wing Factory.
Right. Well, do you think Peyton would... I feel like Peyton would just be over it.
That's it. Peyton's the girl that leaves on her own. Like yes. Week 3, she's like, this is stupid. Bye.
Why are we doing this?
Yeah. I don't need your money. Come on.
Yeah.
But Haley is like skilled.
She's a little scrappy, but she wouldn't win. But I think she'd get a little further than maybe people would expect her to. Because when she gets thrown into circumstances, she seems to really commit to figuring it out.
And she's likable, so they wouldn't, like, collude against her.
Yeah. So I think she's going home, but maybe not too soon.
But she'll still get invited to charity events because she's a fan favorite. For sure.
Hey, this is from Mariah. What's the best concert you've ever been to? Oh, I love this question for you especially.
I mean, somebody asked something similar. I don't know when this was, but I feel like we recently talked about like iconic music performances. And I had seen Jack White play, the White Stripes play, yeah. right when he was doing that album with Loretta Lynn. Mm. And he brought her out for Van Leer Rose. And it was nuts because you knew it was like a rare thing. You knew it was an icon playing with someone who is another icon, and it was really exciting. But then I had done a movie in Tennessee, and I was in Shelbyville, Tennessee, and Loretta Lynn was playing at her ranch, Hurricane Mills, with her family. And I saw the advertisement for it, and I thought like, oh yeah, hell yeah, I'll go. And I think I thought it was going to be like an amphitheater, right? Where there would be some distance between the crowd and yeah. the performers. And instead, it was like a pavilion, like you were at a public park with some bleachers in it. And like you were on top of Loretta Lynn. It was the most intimate, crazy thing because it's like the house that she and Drew built. And then they ended up turning it into an RV park so people can vacation at Hurricane Mills. And so it was just such a weird, intimate thing that that was so special and just kind of, I stumbled upon it. What a weird deal.
Wow.
That's cool.
That's so special.
Yeah, I'm going to turn Mischa Farm into an RV park one day. That'll be
yes. Fun. Have some concerts up there.
Yeah. What about you?
My favorite concert was Robin. I have to say.
Ooh.
I mean, I always loved when I saw Billy Joel. You know, he was my favorite growing up, and Sheryl Crow was great. I mean, I've seen some great concerts, but man, Robin was just, she blew my mind. She was at the Hollywood Bowl, and I've just never seen that before. You know, she comes up on stage, you know, she's super androgynous. So she's got this like really short, white, platinum blonde hair, and she's wearing kind of like a disco ball Madonna top, you know, like the cone bra top type thing. But she's got Everlast silk boxing shorts on.
Ooh.
And these weird like astronaut boots. And she was playing with a band called Reichsop, which I don't know very well, but they were great. And she just comes out there like Marilyn Monroe, and her arms are out and her body language is so like silk, just sexy and amazing. And she went for 2 hours and just blew the lid off the place. Her voice is insane. She was so, so entertaining.
She's powerful, man. That's fun to watch. I might, now that you said that, I feel like I'm going to be on like the internet later looking up those Everlast boxer shorts. Like, those seem like a good around the house situation. I'm into that. All right. Our last question is, you know what? Let's jump to Julia here because this is a good one. She wants to know, what were your favorite 90s trends? Oh, girl.
I love 90s trends. I'm into it. They're back. It's fun. High-waisted jeans. Sign me up. Crop tops. Yes. Blazers.
There was like this 90s does the 70s vibe where all of a sudden like slip dresses from the 70s, bell bottoms, that whole vibe came back. And I really liked 90s/70s fashion, like the thrift store energy.
Yeah. There was a moment where they did sweatshirts with these Victorian sleeves. It was like a zip up hoodie, but it had these high puff Victorian sleeves.
Ooh.
That was kind of fun because it was, if you did it as a little crop top too.
Crop tops. God.
I mean, God, I know high waisted jeans were more early 90s because then the low rise kicked in, which I did not love, as we all know. I don't think any of us were a fan of those. But especially not girls with, you know, I'm voluptuous. Those low rise jeans were not fun. But the high waisted, sign me up. I was really into those. That's definitely my favorite. And I love a scrunchie, you know, give me scrunchies all day long. Curly hair, scrunchie. Yes, that's it.
Gus has been going through all my clothes. Gus just grew out of my Converse high tops from the 90s and got his own first pair. My little P. Sawyer heart was just bursting.
Love it.
Love that shit. Yeah. All right. Well, you guys, these are great questions. We're going to ask Sophia about all her secrets. You'll catch her on the next one. But keep sending them our way. The weirder they are, the better.
Bye, guys.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at dramaqueensoth.
Or email us at dramaqueens@iheartradio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent
definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate, and having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now? Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.